Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, here you are, Olivia. Mm. A frosty root beer.
Thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
Make way! Alice is entering the building.
Jay, here, let me help you with that.
No, don't do it. It's carefully stacked. I'm a human Jenga puzzle. Yeah. What? My mother's making me spend my precious free time carting this stuff to the donation bin at the retirement home.
Well, apart from being dropped, it looks like it's in good condition.
And since I have to go all the way over there and face those old geezer, fine elderly folks, I thought I'd better quench my thirst first. A cola, if you please, my good man.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, may I please have a cola, Mr. Whittaker?
Coming right up.
So, how often do you go to the retirement home, Jay?
Today breaks my streak of never.
They're nice people, and some of them are lonely. They really need visitors.
Yeah, right. So, when was the last time you went?
I was there last week with my church youth group.
Figures. Well, I have a life.
Doing nothing.
It's my nothing, which I like to fill with things I want to do, even if that's nothing. So there.
Here you go, Jay.
Oh, thanks.
Another?
No, thanks. I gotta get this over with so I can move on to the important stuff.
Like nothing.
Yep. My sweet nothing. See ya.
Alrighty then. Thanks for bringing these donations, Jay.
Yeah, well, it was the least I could do.
Mm-hmm, that's the impression I get. Before you go, would you like to say hello to some of the residents?
Nah. I got an appointment to, gotta go.
Of course, yes, you must. Don't let the door hit you. Have a good one.
Yep, see ya. I'm gonna be,
Humphrey?
Whoa, you gotta be careful. I almost plowed right into you.
I'm so glad you finally came.
What?
Oh, Humphrey, dear. Look how you've grown. Oh, what a handsome young man you are.
Sorry, lady. I'm not a Humphrey.
Don't be silly. Of course you are. You have your grandfather's eyes. Walk me to my room. It's right here.
Hey, let go. You got the wrong guy. I'm not...
I know how busy you are, but come in and sit for just a moment.
Ugh, you got a serious grip for someone whose arms wobble so much.
Sit. Do you want something to drink? Water? Prune juice?
Thanks, but I'm over my limit.
I had a feeling you'd come today. I was telling the girls, my grandson Humphrey is such a good boy. I just know he'll be visiting soon.
Okay, listen, it's been great to see you, but...
Oh, I missed your birthday, didn't I?
Yeah, you missed all of them, because I'm not Humphrey...
Presents! Oh, let me get your presents.
Presents?
Where's my purse? Oh, there it is.
Look, I probably...
$1 for every year. That's been our family tradition. $1 for... How old are you now?
50.
We'll round it off. Here's $20.
Really? I probably shouldn't...
Oh, no, you've come all this way. Please, take it.
I did come a long way.
Happy birthday. And could you do me one little favor the next time you visit? Would you bring me a chrysanthemum or two for my vase?
Yeah, sure, you bet. Next time...
You have no idea how much your visit means to me.
Yeah, well, I know how much it means to me.
You're such a good boy. Let me give you a hug.
Yeah, okay, thanks. All right, then.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. I love you.
And, hope you enjoy your prune juice.
That'll be $18.50.
Here's a 20, my good man.
All right.
Well, look who's here.
Oh, hey, Vance.
And here's your change.
Thanks.
Oh, that's a nice little stack of comics you got there. Would you strike oil or something?
I came into some money.
Oh? From where?
Call it a birthday gift.
It's your birthday?
No.
All right, Jay, out with it.
Okay, look. You can't tell anyone. But I dropped some junk at the retirement home, and a lady there gave me $20.
Really?
She thought I was her grandson or something.
And you talked her out of $20?
Well, you know, it's hard to resist pure charm when it's right in front of you. She started doling out money like a broken ATM.
Oh, that's incredible. Okay, I'm in.
In? In what?
In on this sweet deal.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Jay, let it bounce around in that thick head of yours for a second. If this lady thinks you're her grandson, then be her grandson.
I think you have to be related to do that.
Obviously not. You pay her visits, she'll give you money, and we'll split it 50-50.
Whoa, hold it. If I was going to do this, which, by the way, I'm not, why would I split it with you?
Because you want us to stay on friendly terms, right? Otherwise, who'll be your friend when word leaks out that you bilked money out of a sweet old grandma?
What? You're threatening to tell people that I took money from her unless I helped you take more money from her?
That about sums it up.
Smart.
You and I will talk.
My great big mouth.
Yes, who is it?
It's me.
Humphrey, you're back. Oh, and who is this with you?
Oh, I'm his cousin.
Teddy?
Yeah, that'll do.
Well, I don't believe I've seen you since you were a little nipper. My, you've grown.
Yes, I sure have, and it's my birthday.
I brought these for you, Grandma.
Chrysanthemums. And such a cheerful yellow. You remembered that yellow is my favorite color.
How could I forget?
It's so sweet of you.
I picked them out, actually.
Well, then, thank you both. Won't you sit down?
Oh, you know we can't. Can we, Jay? Humphrey.
No, yeah, we're a little short on time.
And cash for transportation to, you know, get to our appointment.
Well, I'm sure I have enough for bus fare.
Taxi would be quicker.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't want you to be late on account of me. Oh, I only have 40.
That'll cover it.
Oh, good. I was afraid it wasn't enough. Come back soon, you hear?
We sure will. Let's go, Teddy.
Okay. What have you got for her today?
Socks, yellow ones. She likes yellow.
Nice. These should be good for at least 30.
Vance, I think we're pushing it with so many visits. 3 this week? Somebody's gonna catch on.
Ah, Jay, you always were such an underachiever. Wait here if you want. I'll go in and see how generous she wants to be. But I may not split 50-50 if you won't do your part.
I didn't say that. It's just that... yeah, fine. Go on, I'll wait here.
Come in.
Good morning, Grandma. It's Teddy.
Oh, how nice to see you, dear. Come right in.
I brought you socks.
Oh. There has to be a special kind of punishment for doing this.
Can I talk to you for a second?
What? Oh, hello, Mrs. Kramer.
Hello. Do you know why I spend time helping out here?
Because you have a sweet bedside manner that people can't live without.
Well, that is true. But no, I'm here because I'm a good watcher. And I've been... watching you, visiting with Mrs. Wilson a lot lately.
You have?
Yes, I have, and she thinks you're her grandson. Did you know that?
What?
But you keep coming back anyway, and I've only got one thing to say.
Now, look, I wasn't...
You have got to be one of the nicest kids I've met in a long time.
What?
Well, for someone your age to take an interest in an elderly woman, well, it's a beautiful thing. It restores my trust in the youth of today. Mrs. Wilson is a very lonely lady.
I noticed.
She really does have a grandson, you know.
Uh-huh, his name is Humphrey or something.
He must be in his 30s or 40s by now. I actually wouldn't know because he never comes to visit. But could it hurt him to send her a card or a picture to put on her bedside table? But nothing.
Hmm.
Then you and your friend come along and, well, it's doing wonders for her. She even seems more alert lately.
That's great.
Anyway, thanks. You're a good boy.
Ugh. You're welcome.
Keep up the good work, honey.
Yeah, sure.
There you are. What are you doing out here? I thought you were gonna wait in the hallway.
Just getting some air.
Well, the old lady liked the socks, but only coughed up a few bucks.
Will you stop calling her the old lady? She has a name. Mrs. Wilson, okay?
Oh, uh-huh. You're so close to her. What's your first name again?
Mrs.? Forget about that. There's something wrong here.
Yeah, there sure is. She gets stingy when you're not there. I think she likes Humphrey more than Ted. If you go back in, you might get something. Oh, and she'd like a scarf next time.
Yeah.
Well, happy hunting.
Later.
Come in.
Hello.
Humphrey, you did come. I hoped you would.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's start with that. I'm not...
Feeling well, I know. Teddy told me. Also, you know, I never did trust Teddy very much.
Yeah, there's a good reason. His name isn't Teddy. It's Vance, and I'm Jay.
I don't understand. Who's Vance?
The other kid.
Really? Does Teddy know?
Keep your money. That's all I'm saying. You shouldn't give it to him or me.
But you need money for the things I ask you to bring.
Don't worry about it. A flower here, some socks or scarves there, I can get by. By the way, those socks look really nice on you.
Oh, yes, they're so soft and warm. And yellow. How did you know yellow was my favorite color?
I'm smart that way. I gotta go now.
Humphrey, you're a nice boy.
Yeah, I'm a real gem.
Such a gentleman, suggesting I take care with my money. That's what my Donald always did.
Has someone named Donald been asking you for money, too?
You're just like him, you know. In fact, he looked much like you when we first met. Young, handsome, a dash of reckless abandon in his eyes.
Yeah, well, my mother usually grounds me when I get that look.
Did I ever show you... Oh, wait, let me get something. Ugh. Where are they? Oh, here they are. This is the first gift Donald ever gave me.
What are they?
They're earrings.
They look like, pair of tiny flat tires.
Aren't they wonderful? Little flat tires to commemorate the day we met. He fixed a flat tire on my bicycle.
Flat tire earrings. Yeah, that's, romantic.
How I laughed. He also gave me a delightful little jewelry box to keep them in. It played Clair de Lune, my favorite song. That box is long gone now. I won't be parted from these earrings, though. They mean so much.
Oh, no. Don't cry, please. I can't stand seeing a woman cry.
It's good to share memories with people you love.
Oh, kick to the gut.
Oh, still not feeling well, dear?
No. I'm feeling pretty sick. Not to react. Is Vance out there?
No, everyone's in class. I just came back for my book.
Good. Here's your sandwich.
This is a crust.
Yeah, I don't like crusts.
Jay, come out of there.
Whew, it's definitely tighter in there than it was last year.
Why are you hiding in my locker?
Well, see, it's kind of involved.
What?
There's this woman at the retirement home, Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, I know Mrs. Wilson.
Here's the thing. I need to buy a jewelry box that plays something called Claire's Loony or something.
I assume you mean Claire de Lune?
That's it.
It's an odd thing to look for.
Which is why you're the perfect person to buy it.
Funny.
No, I mean, I know where it is. J&J Antiques has one. What are the chances? So if I give you the money, I really, 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 really...
Jay?
Now I've lost track of my reallys. Really, really, really need you to buy it for me. For her.
Why not do it yourself?
A lot of the guys live near J&J Antiques, and if they found out I was buying something like this, I'd, you know, never hear the end of it. Here, go buy it for me, and I'll do something nice for you. Like, not talk to you for a month.
I don't know if that's enough.
2 months, then.
I mean the money. How much will it cost?
Okay, here. That's all I have.
Wait, Jay, why are you doing this?
I just, you know, wanted to get something for her.
But it sounds like you're being nice. And that makes me very suspicious.
Look, Olivia, all I want is a little bit of help. Buy the box after school and then meet me at the retirement home. I'll be hiding out in the azalea bushes. Look for the guy with the eye patch, okay? Okay.
Did I say yes?
Olivia!
Psst. Jay, is that you?
You see anybody else around here with an eye patch? Did you get it?
Yes. Look, isn't it beautiful?
I guess. So long as it plays Claire to what's a tune, I'm happy.
It does. Listen.
That's the song? Pardon me while I yawn.
Jay, it's pretty.
Whatever. Okay, I'll take it from here.
Hey, Jay!
Oh, no. Take the box back.
What?
I thought that was you. Yeah. What'd you do to your eye?
A freak spitball accident.
Huh. What are you doing here, Olivia?
I kind of have no idea.
What's in the box?
Nothing.
It's a very nice music box for Mrs. Wilson.
A music box for Mrs. Wilson, huh? Oh, what made you decide to do that?
Well, actually, I'm not doing it. It's Jay's gift.
Thanks, Olivia.
Oh, it's Jay's gift, Jay. Jay, what are you up to?
It's a gift. That's all. Let's just forget the whole thing, okay?
Forget it? Well, after all the trouble I went to? No. I want to see Mrs. Wilson get this gift. Look, I'm taking this gift in and telling her it's from you. Come with me or not, it's your choice.
Hey, if anyone's going in, we're all going in. I'm not giving up my part of the take.
Take?
Okay. Olivia, you go on in and have some Jell-O. I just need to chat with Vance for a second.
All right. Fine.
You weren't gonna just stroll in there without giving me my cut now, were you, Jay?
No. Look, Vance, what do you say we just stop with the taking money side of things? I got a feeling this could go bad for us really quick.
Not a chance. I'm not about to give up on this.
So, we keep squeezing Mrs. Wilson till I get caught. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well then, lead on.
Okay, you kids, keep it down. This isn't a rock concert, you know?
Sorry, Mrs. Kramer. We're here to see Mrs. Wilson.
Yeah, Jay has a gift for her.
Really? What is it?
It's a music box. See?
An antique music box. Well, I can't wait to see her reaction.
Wait a minute. It's getting a little crowded.
Mind your manners, young man.
Shall we go in, guys?
Now, what I was saying is, why don't you ladies wait out here until Jay and I give her the gift, and then when we're done, you can come on in.
You know what, Vance? I'm with them. The more, the merrier.
Jay.
Let's go.
Excuse me, Mrs. Wilson. Oh, hi there, Whit. I'm sorry to barge in.
That's all right. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
And Jay.
Hi.
And Vance. Yeah. Oh, come on in.
I didn't know you were friends with Mrs. Wilson, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, well, Helen used to teach in the same school as I did. What are you all doing here?
It's like a party.
Go on, kids. You know, your little surprise.
Surprise?
What's going on, Humphrey?
It's Jay, remember? Not Humphrey.
He brought a gift.
Oh, how thoughtful. You're always bringing me something.
Really? That's very nice of you, Jay.
It's nothing, really.
What is it, dear?
I'm not very good at this sort of thing, but here.
Open it, honey. We all want to get a gander at this thing.
Oh,
that is so sweet.
My.
It's a jewelry box for your earrings.
It's beautiful. Oh, and it plays Clair de Lune.
Mm.
Well, you know, I used to have a jewelry box just like this.
Yeah, you told me. Remember?
Did I? Well, thank you, dear. It's so...
Now, I told you about the crying thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Me either.
Okay, well, that's done. Let's go.
Hold it. Maybe you should get your purse now, Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, of course. You're right. Let me give you a little something.
What?
Huh? No, he doesn't want money. See, it's a gift, sweetheart.
Yes.
Oh, don't be silly. I always give the boys a little something. And since you and Teddy brought this gift, we'll make it a special amount. $50.
That'll be fine.
$50?
It's higher than usual, but this is special.
Wait, Mrs. Wilson, have you been giving Jay and Vance money for coming here?
Of course.
Just what is going on here? You boys have been taking money?
Well, yeah.
Jay?
I don't mind helping him out a little. He's a good boy, my Humphrey. I'm not so sure about Teddy, though.
Let's take this into the hall. Helen, we'll be right back.
Oh, but what about my party?
Listen to Clair de Lune. We'll be back in a few moments. Out, everyone.
I can't believe you, Jay.
You little con artist. And here I thought you were different.
Huh? Did I ever say I was different?
Nobody takes money from the residents. It's just a given.
Well, if they're giving it to me, then I'm not a giving it back.
Oh, Jerry. Thanks, kid. You just restored my lack of faith in humanity.
I think we should give both your parents a call and get this sorted out. Hello, Jay. Can I get you something?
Soda, please.
You have paint in your hair.
Yeah, well, repainting the Odyssey retirement home is a messy business. Especially when Vance keeps flicking his brush at me. Ugh, my aching back.
Well, here's your soda.
Thanks.
You know, I was talking to Helen, Mrs. Wilson, about your visits. She told me a few interesting things.
The goldfish incident when she was six?
Oh, yes, she tells me that story every time I visit her. But that's not what I was referring to. She did tell me that you had asked her not to give you any more money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I found that a little surprising.
Not as surprised as I was when I said it.
Some of the people in these retirement homes get very lonely, and she appreciated your visits more than you know.
Yeah, she gave me that impression. Too bad the real Humphrey never shows up.
Is that compassion I hear in your voice?
I don't know, but whatever you do, don't spread that kind of stuff around. Being a good guy can be dangerous.
I don't know about that.
Thanks for the drink, Mr. Whitaker.
Sure.
Oh, and could you do me a favor?
What's that?
Since I'm banned from going into the retirement home till I'm old enough to move in, could you give this to Mrs. Wilson the next time you visit her?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
It's just a silly greeting card.
Oh?
Yeah, you know, something she can put on her bedside table.
The Bible reminds us over and over how much God values justice. Psalm 9:16 says, "The Lord is known by his acts of justice, but the wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands." It was wrong of Jay to take Mrs. Wilson's money, and things got worse when Vance forced him to keep on cheating her. Jay didn't want to and felt guilty because of it. Eventually, he made the right choice, and even though he was punished for his bad deeds, it was a small price to pay for the peace that comes with a clean conscience. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Mistaken for Good was written and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Christopher Deal. Our cast included Whit Hertford as Jay, Jason Marsden as Vance, Linda Porter as Mrs. Wilson, and Kelly Stables as Olivia, along with Mitzi McCall and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.